Open Sunday, 11 to 4.
8:45 at 100.7 WHUD with Mike and Casey in the morning. Casey's away, and she's going to miss the Razzies. The 89th Academy Awards are this Sunday, but before that, on Saturday, they will celebrate the 37th annual Golden Raspberry Awards for less than outstanding performances in our movie theaters. And John Wilson is here. Now, John, you established the Razzies this long ago?
Oh, yeah. The very first Razzies were in my living room alcove the Oscar night that was postponed because John Hinckley had shot Ronald Reagan. We've been around a while.
Oh, around for a while. So it started in delivery. So this was just your thought about, well, if they're going to honor all the good stuff, I want to honor the not-so-good stuff.
Yeah. The idea popped into my head when I paid 99 cents to see Olivia Newton-John in Xanadu and the Village People in Can't Stop the Music. And they wouldn't give me my 99 cents back.
Now, Olivia Neutron Bomb fans would say you got a bargain there.
Well, they can say that, can't they?
Yeah. All right. So you've seen thousands and thousands of movies. And this past year, I looked at this list, and honest to God, we had Robert De Niro on the show last week, not talking about his movie career.
Oh, but really?
He's on your list?
He's in a thing that I have to say he got my vote for worst actor. He's in a thing called Dirty Grandpa, which is a tasteless, in-your-face, just I do not understand why he accepted that role. There's a scene where he's in a recliner with a bottle of hand lotion and a tissue entertaining himself. Is that an okay way to say that?
He was putting on sunscreen.
Okay. Robert De Niro, yeah. Oh, uh-huh, yeah. some of these, I have to say, given the talent involved and the money involved, it is surprising they turned out the way they did. Now, Dirty Grandpa wasn't a total box office bomb. It did okay. But, again, what is an actor like Robert De Niro doing in something like that? And you also can make an argument that it's a ripoff of Bad Grandpa, which Johnny Knoxville did a couple of years ago.
Right. We're talking with Razzie Awards founder John Wilson. Now, on Saturday, do you actually have a ceremony someplace with an audience and a host and all that stuff?
We normally do. This year, we were under a contract that forbade us from pursuing anything but what this guy brought, and he didn't ever bring anything we wanted to do. We're going to see what happens. We will do a press release. We do know the winners at this point, but I'm not going to divulge them. And we're reaching out to them saying, would you do a cell phone response to this? And if you want to insult us, you know, fine. That might be funny.
Well, that's it. Do some of these stars take this in good nature, or do they really get upset by your Razzie?
It depends on who it is. The two benchmarks and their speeches are on our YouTube channel are Halle Berry, who followed up her Oscar with Catwoman and won a Razzie. That's the best ever. She's so funny and so self-deprecating. The other is Sandra Bullock, who won a Razzie on a Saturday night for All About Steve and then won an Oscar the very next night for Blindside.
Oh, wow.
And her take was she said we hadn't seen her movie. She said, look at the grosses. There's more people here than went to my movie.
Oh, that's funny. Now, is there any overlap with the Oscar nominations this year and your list of Razzies?
Usually, if there is, it's in the technical category.
Okay.
I don't remember if Batman v Superman is up for some technical Oscars or not. I think I heard that it was. But that's Batman v Superman is one of the most nominated titles, largely because it was an incoherent mess, and it was so bad that when they went to release it on video, they brought the director back in and completely recut the thing. It turned out half an hour longer. Which I think made a not terribly good movie even more excruciating to sit through. But we are, interestingly, even though the movie violates everything everyone knows about Batman and Superman, comic book fans are all over the internet ragging on us for how dare you.
Right, how dare you.
If you're a fan of that stuff, shouldn't you be mad at what they did to your two characters that you care about?
All right, so we're almost out of time. The Razzie Awards are Saturday. Where can we go and find out who you gave Razzies to this year?
Our website and the general public also, if they wish to, can join in the fun. They could become members. Our website is razzies.com, razzies.
Oscars.com. All right. Well, John Wilson, you've created a whole thing here for 37 years. Kudos to you. Most of us don't get this much done in our living rooms.
I also want to offer to sign off with the sound that did inspire the Razzie Awards. You might want to take your earphones off.
Okay. Well, my traffic reporter just did that to me just a moment ago because she apparently is channeling you. John, thank you so much. All the best over the weekend.
Right. Thank you. I enjoyed it.
All right. Very good. We got music for you at WHUD. It's 850.